Today, we are broadcasting from Gadigal land. We pay our respects to the traditional custodians of this country and elders past, present. We extend our respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people joining us tonight.
Are you ready to get hot? Very hot. Very Abby. Australia's cheeky bestie. Abby Chatfield is about to turn the heat up.
Looking for some hot nights, baby, with Abby. I need some hot nights, baby, tonight. I want some hot nights, baby, with Abby. Gotta have some hot nights with Abby Chatfield tonight.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. Yes, back with fresh new content, fun new stuff.
We're back with fresh content, and also I'm really hungry, so let's get this thing started.
Okay. Is it the sex gremlin coming in again? Oh, no.
I've been fed.
What does that mean? When the sex gremlin says it hasn't been fed, what does that mean?
It just means that it hasn't had a root. Spoke about getting back with exes, movie game, and also now, holiday update because Bulavanaka.
Bulavanaka, baby, let's do it.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Ow. Come fly with me, let's fly away.
So everyone, I went to Fiji recently. I'm not sure if you've heard, but I went to Fiji. I am wearing some Fiji merch right now.
Yep.
If you don't like that, doesn't matter because you can't see me anyway. So I need to confess something, and I felt too bad about this to post it on Instagram because the guilt was just killing me. So when Rowdy and I booked this holiday,
yeah,
we thought it would be. I mean, it's very cliche. We thought it would be kind of funny to just put in the little special notes part of the booking. Honeymoon.
Oh, right. Okay.
And, you know, we were getting excited for a holiday. We thought it would be funny. We thought, ha, 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 how silly. We might get a free bottle of Prosecco.
How nice.
Or we might get like a little brownie or something. Yeah. Because sometimes, you know, like if you're at a restaurant and you say it's my birthday and it's on, they give you like a bowl of ice cream with a sparkler in it.
And that's fun.
That was kind of level that I was expecting, right? Because I thought, cute vibe. So we book it.
Yeah.
We book it 2 weeks before we go. We go. We get into the room. Oh, there's something on the bed.
What's on the bed? Oh, one of those swans they make out of a towel?
I wish, Rowan. I wish. So the beautiful staff have gone to the effort of writing out with palm tree leaves, snapped, freshly cut, like they're still green, like freshly cut. Oh, obviously, yeah. They cut them for this. Happy honeymoon, Bulla.
Bulla.
There's a love heart made of flowers.
Show me the photo.
And there's Rowdy next to it. They were frangipanis. It was beautiful.
Honeymoon Bulla.
Okay, so that would have taken
so long.
Okay, so to clean it off took like 5 minutes. Like just because it was so many little parts. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not that I'm complaining. Obviously, it was so lovely, but it's like to put it on delicately, it would have been
especially
skill. They've come right. Okay, cool. We go. We feel really bad. We can't tell anyone about this. Ever. I feel so bad. They put so much effort into this. I thought we were going to get a bottle of Prosecco or a discount at dinner. That's what I thought we were going to get, right?
Yeah, not a freshly cut happy honeymoon Bulla.
No, then we get this.
Oh, hello.
Yeah. Hello. Hello. Oh, hi. How are you going? Hi. We have this for you. Congratulations.
This is not the same day, next day. Same day.
Same day.
Okay, yeah.
I go, okay, thank you so much. I put it inside. There is a full cake in
full
a cake,
cake
box. A full cake with decorations and happy honeymoon written on and a card.
So they've written in
a
card as well?
A handwritten card saying happy. Rowdy and I panic.
Oh, that's not
we
good.
Feel so bad. We spend the whole trip trying to hold hands and kiss on the cheek to make them not feel silly, but the staff was so lovely. And I just...
It's lovely Fijian people.
So bad.
You tricked them.
That I deceived them. And usually it's harmless. Usually you would get something silly.
Yeah.
They give you a little dessert at... Not a full-blown... They baked us a cake and put marshmallows on top of it.
Yeah.
So Rowdy and I spent the whole holiday feeling very guilty and feeling very sick about the whole thing. So we spent as little time as possible at the hotel.
So that backfired, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. So I wanted to ask everyone, did a lie backfire? Like, did you accidentally get someone fired? Did you accidentally create a breakup? Or, did you not tell someone something and then it's kind of... gone to shit.
It's just really snowballed.
You know, have you not told someone that their partner's cheating and then they get married and then they find out and they blame you?
Oh, that's happened before, hasn't it?
Surely.
When did a lie backfire?
Give us a call.
131060, we'll take your call next.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly away.
Fly away.
I flew away recently, not sure if I've... I'm sorry for bringing it up all the time, guys, but...
Bulavanaka, baby.
Bulla, that's all I have to say. I'm currently in my my outfit I wore in Fiji. I've actually got bikinis on because I just still want to live the Fiji dream. I'm on island time, baby.
Great tan too. You look great.
Thanks. I look honestly.
Yeah.
I think I look the hottest that I've looked in like ever. I actually think ever.
You think this is the hottest you've ever looked?
I think right now, like literally as I stand before you, is the hottest I've ever looked. I think hotter than Bachelor Finale. I think hotter than Logies. I think hotter than, really? I think hotter than, you know.
Look pretty hot the Logies. Pretty good the Logies.
Yeah, but this is more of a sleigh. This is more me.
Okay.
This is who I am. Do you know what I mean? I'm a Gold Coast girl.
This is me.
And this is a Gold Coast girl outfit.
Oh my God, it is a Gold Coast girl outfit.
It's such a Gold Coast look.
Including those
I love it.
Shorts and that top.
Yeah, babe. I've got a Hawaiian shirt on, or should I say Fijian shirt?
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, so I made a mistake on holiday, and my best friend Rowdy and I, we went away together. We thought it'd be really funny to put in that we were on a honeymoon.
Yeah.
What we were expecting was the usual, maybe like a free bottle of Prosecco, or maybe even like a glass of wine at dinner for free, or something like that.
Of course, just put it on the note.
Just a little something. What we actually got was above and beyond. They wrote out happy honeymoon. Bulla, and then a love heart in flowers on our bed. It would have taken 45 minutes, I think, unless someone is just so speedy at that. But a normal person.
Well, they might practice at it and be really good at it.
Yeah, but it was very intricate and very, like, precarious. Like, if one leaf moved, the whole letter's gone. You know, you got...
Did you tip? Did you tip because they'd done all that stuff? Did you put some money on the pillow?
I tipped the staff every time we'd buy something.
Oh, that's okay then.
Yeah, I always tipped. And then they brought us a full-sized cake with happy honeymoon on it. So felt it bad. The lie backfired a little bit. It was a bit embarrassing. We know if we should like pretend to like be together for this trip or we should just like let it go. We decided to just let it go ultimately.
Let it go. Yeah, because I would let it go.
What are they going to do? Confront us? And I would just go, I'll pay for the cake.
Give us the cake back.
Give us the cake. I don't think we even ate the cake because we felt so guilty.
We didn't even eat it. It was there to eat.
But we just felt
was it
like
just a chocolate mud?
It was like... I don't know.
Oh, you didn't, because you didn't even cut into it.
We opened it and we went, can't even look at it. Felt so guilty. Oh, I felt so guilty. So we asked you, did a lie backfire? Tyson, when did a lie backfire?
Yes. Yeah, so a little while ago, I had this guy who was super interested, but not really my type, but was being really, really pushy. So I sort of came up. I didn't know how to break it to him that I wasn't keen. So I said that I live with my grandma and she was like really ill at the time, so I couldn't have anyone over at my house.
It's always the grandma's sick, yeah.
Yep.
And then I then followed to see him the next weekend out on a night out, and he found out that, in fact, my grandma died a long time ago and I live by myself with housemates.
Yes. So yeah. That's what happens when you bring up your nan. Find out.
To be fair, I'm glad that your nan wasn't alive and you know, I'm glad that you didn't jinx it. She's dead. That came out like I'm glad. But I'm glad that there wasn't some sort of risk there with a jinx.
I know. No, it's a bit awkward now every time I see him, but
how often do you see him?
Why? Are you following this guy around?
No, like, I mean, it's the gay world. The gay world's really small, you know? Like, you see him on a night out every now and again.
So true. Got to be truthful about your grandma.
Yep, truthful about the grandma.
Always.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
I got so excited. I pressed the button twice. And I went straight to the drone so much. I just went, I was so excited about Tasmania and its shitty story that I went bang into the drive.
I love
that. Live on Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. It's time to play
Chattergory. Here's what happens, everyone. There are three categories. The first category is the category. It's whatever I want it to be. It could literally be what's in front of my face right now. If you don't like that, don't bother DMing us at Hot Nights with Abby with your special category because you're jealous.
What's wrong with my face? The thing is
you have unwarranted issues with the game. And I also think that you need to grow up. So those are my three things about you if you don't like the rules.
Wow.
The second category is the contestants' category. It's whatever they want within reason. I have to be able to have access to the information. If you don't like that, grow up. The third category is a mystery category chosen by our gorgeous producers. Now, they've done this all over Survey Break. They got no break last week. They sat here all week. I was in Fiji.
You might be going, oh, but Abby, Rowan, I saw executive producer Max was in London. He was in Capri. Yeah, mate, with his laptop.
With his laptop, always.
50
the whole
euro,
time.
Getting in the day clubs.
His boyfriend actually DM'd me and he said, hey, do you mind letting him not do the mystery category today?
How dare you, Jacko?
And
you
I was like,
don't message us that.
That's what I said. I said, the audacity of you,
unbelievable,
who's been with Max, it was your 6 month I love you anniversary only.
Yeah.
We have a show to produce.
Yep. It's quite rude.
We have a category and to figure out.
He dared me as well, and I said, Jacko, you do some questions. Actually, you didn't do one now. He went, oh, sorry. And then he got typing.
Actually, how about Budgie both of you get to work? How about two minds are better than one?
Yep.
Budgie Smugglers.
Budgie Smugglers, day club, tanning, category questions.
I mean, you know, working holiday. Tax deductible though, Max. That's good.
Tax deductible.
Great.
Yeah. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Today's contestant is Kaya. Hey, Kaya.
Hello, Kaya.
Hello.
Are you ready to go down, Kaya?
Playing tonight for a 1 year.
What'd you say, Kaya? Sorry.
Are you ready to go down?
No, I'm not actually, because I'm on Island Time, baby.
True.
Island Time. Playing for a 1 year Disney Plus subscription and a $200 David Jones voucher to buy Skims season 2 of the Star original series The Kardashians is streaming now on Disney Plus with new episodes every Thursday. Kaya, Disney Plus, The Kardashians. Big fan, what are you?
I am a big fan actually. I just watched the new episode, so.
I didn't know it was out. I got to watch that. Is this Pete Davidson going to be in this one? Is he in it?
Apparently. But
okay.
He's not in yet.
Okay. All right. Good. No spoilers.
It's very sad they broke up, isn't it? Anyway.
Anyway, so.
Moving on.
Question number one is Abby's category, and that is Abby's holiday. Were you there, Kaya?
I was like kind of following her around, actually, you know.
Really?
Slay. Kind of
slay.
Stuff, fun. You know? Just joining in with the paparazzi.
Yeah right. So many paps in Fiji.
So many paps. Here we go. Yeah. Here comes the question. Who did Abby go?
Rowdy.
I thought you might have got that one with the one, with just the one word, Abby.
Rowdy Walden of the ABC.
Of the earth. Rowdy Walden. Good on your Rouds. All right, question number two is Kaya's category. Chattery, that is, and it is Star Wars.
Yes.
Star Wars, are you big on that?
Huge fan. Watched all the movies. I think it's coming up on 17 times.
You've seen the series?
Yep, I've seen everything Star and Wars related, just in case this came up.
Okay. Wow.
Oh my god.
Here comes the question.
Shit.
That's okay. It's all right. Here we go.
It's okay, Kai, don't worry.
It's not
1971.
Don't say the other ones, Kai.
Yeah,
please don't.
True.
Here comes the question. Where was Anakin Skywalker born?
Kaya.
Yes.
Tatooine.
Tatooine is correct. Do you know Tatooine? You know Tatooine.
I would have said Hobart.
It's probably comparison.
Close enough,
yeah. It's probably
close.
Quite similar. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tatooine
would be the complete opposite, but it's fine.
I would say Tatooine is probably the Hobart equivalent.
Can you see my eyes
really?
Closing over?
Oh my god, Rob.
Sorry, I'm not the expert here, Kai. You're probably right.
Yeah, I'm not
actually
sure
I'm the expert. I've watched so many of them.
Here comes the random category, which is the Kardashians. Disney Plus theme. That's good. Here it comes. Names as buzzers. True or false? Kim has been married five times.
False.
Locking in false?
Yes.
Damn it.
Sorry, Haya.
All I can say is Bulla. That's all I can say.
Yeah, sorry, Haya.
Bulla Vanaka.
Well, I'm sorry, Kaya, but
that's okay.
You didn't win.
Thank you.
But
that's
you've
fine.
Inspired me to watch Star Wars.
Absolutely. Star Wars. And season 2 of the Star Original Series of Kardashians is streaming now on Disney Plus with new episodes every Thursday. I didn't know it was out. I'm pumped for that. I'm getting into it.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
Babe, your home aisle.
The Apple aisle.
The Apple aisle has been in the news recently.
Oh, good. Great. Of course
have
it
you
has.
Heard about this?
Yes, and I just thought, how Tasmanian. How bloody Tasmanian.
So a school in Tasmania has made international news because apparently there was a meteorite that crashed out the front of it. That is amazing.
I mean, anywhere.
It's amazing.
Hobart, of course it was.
At the front of, it was in Hobart, was it? At the front of a Corpus Christi Catholic school, right?
In Lauderdale.
The news reached Sri Lanka.
Sri Lankan news picked up a Lauderdale story. Wow.
Yep. Everyone was so shocked this happened. Except Rowan. Didn't happen. It was, okay. So here's what happened. So basically the school have organized like a meteorite education day, like space things. Woo, like cute. Like we love that. And somehow they found in their school budget to do a fake meteorite crash. I have no idea what kind of Catholic school has that much money.
There's only like $30 that goes around the whole state. So I don't know where they found the money for the meteorite.
Yeah, for the meteorite crash. It's like my school installed a $50,000 gold mural, but we had to pay for our own locks on our lockers. And it was like, guys,
actually.
Can we have a lock for our lockers?
God, budgets are being mismanaged.
Bizarre. Yeah, at Catholic schools, for sure.
For sure.
So basically, it was just a little trick. A little, the kids will love this.
Oh,
they got
fun.
A construction company in to fake the meteorite landing, which again, confusing to me about how much that costs for the construction and...
Some of the kids would be like, they'd be like, hang on, but don't meteorites come from the sky? Why is there a construction site here? It's just so Tasmanian.
But
it's like,
it looks legit and also...
Yeah, but...
No, it does look legitimate and they've like wrecked the bitumen.
Yeah, they've destroyed... But like,
they've destroyed the school. Understand.
They've destroyed the school. Like, it's so stupid.
For
so
what?
So classic Tasmanian. Oh, guys, there was a meteorite. Yep. Now it's finished and we don't have a footpath.
Well, cops are involved.
Oh.
They were involved in the simulated meteorite, apparently, and they had to talk about how it was actually just a discovery opportunity for the kids, not anything serious.
You know what they should discover? Crime.
Cops?
Yep.
100%.
They should.
Focus on their job.
Not enough cops in Tassie anyway. Yeah. Oh, they're all white looking at the fake meteorite that they've made for the kids in Lauderdale.
Yeah, probably should just focus on like
sorry, this
crimes.
Is this has really hit a nerve with me.
Yeah.
Fake meteorite in Hobart.
Yeah, I mean, look, so...
Unbelievable scenes.
Look, I understand the frustration.
So I will calm down eventually.
Yeah, I think, is this a typical Hobart thing? I don't, like, the anger, where's this anger coming from?
You know where I think it's coming from? As a proud Launcestonian, we mostly just hate Hobart. And I just think, of course, spend your money on a fake meteorite, you idiots.
Of course. Well, I'm sure the kids would like, you know, a pizza party or something, not a meteorite
crash. Spend it on a Domino's pizza party.
Or get someone to come in and have a speech with the kids. Take them on an excursion. It would have cost a lot of money.
Get Jimmy and Nath. Get Jimmy and Nath to go back down to Hobart and talk about meteorites. They'll do space better.
Send them back down there.
Send them back down.
Dave Cameron, pay for them to go back down and help the kids talk about meteorites.
Yeah.
But we want to know because I feel like everyone has a... school in the news story. Everyone remembers when their school was in the news.
Yep.
So give us a call on 131060. Why did your school make the news? I have a story.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Share it next. Hot Nights. That'd be Chatfield.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
It's gorgeous.
Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
I'm deleting that.
Okay, so there's been a news story today that Rowan just loved. He came in and went, guys, I want to talk about this. It just really represents Tasmania.
To be fair, as a whole overall state and island, it does kind of represent the stupidity. But as a Launcestonian from the north of the state, we mostly hate the south of the state and vice versa. It's very mutual.
Bizarre, isn't it? Because it's a very small isle. How many hours is it driving end to end?
2.5.
Cool. So not even from Brisbane to Byron Bay.
Nope.
And you guys hate each other.
Hatred. No, not really. I mean, there was a while there. You know, Jimmy and Nathan do our after the show after us.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah, you know the boys.
Yeah, I know the boysies.
They did the Hobart breakfast show.
They did.
And I'm just, probably about a year, I was like, I don't even think they're any good. Hobart sucks.
Marcus Hobart sucks. But when they hear you, like, they're great national. They're great national.
They've won me over.
Yeah, because now they've gone out of Hobart. So basically there's been a faux meteorite crash created by a Corpus Christi Catholic school.
See?
Who have far too much money in their budget. There are public schools that don't even have writing materials for their kids.
Yep.
And here they are.
This silly school.
Faking a meteorite. If you have extra money as a Catholic school, donate it. If you're a Catholic school, I went to a Catholic school, and our nuns, the Presentation Sisters, always donated stuff.
The what, sorry?
The Presentation Sisters.
What's a Presentation Sister?
It's a sister.
It sounds like a group. That sounds like a band.
Yeah. Slay. And that's why I have a flair for performing, because the Presentation Sisters.
You got along with the Presentation Sisters. How many sisters were there, by the way?
There are a whole group of sisters started by Nana Nagel.
Nana who?
Back in Cork, Ireland, in like the 1700s, babe.
The Presentation Sisters.
Nana Nagel, Saint Rita.
Okay. Oh, Saint Rita.
Shine before us like a star. You know?
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so going to a Catholic school.
Yep.
I just think maybe they should have given some money to other people or, you know, spent it on a pizza party. That probably more beneficial than a fake meteorite crash. That caused the police to be involved.
If you guys get a second, check out the photos. It looks like they've destroyed their...
The bitumen is completely gone. They're in a full demo. Like, how much that have cost?
Oh.
Jesus. So we asked you all, why was your school in the news?
Yeah.
Toby, why was your school in the news?
Oh, yeah. These kids, they've turned on all the Bunsen burners and wheeled some gas bottles into the indoor basketball area, and they blew it up.
The basketball court?
Wait, the whole, what do you mean? Wait, so they wheeled in Bunsen burners?
No, they had like, there's a science like building next to like a big indoor basketball area, and they broke in there at night time. They turned all the gas on and put gas bottles on in the indoor basketball area.
Idiots.
And then they got a phone and connected it to a spark thing or whatever, and they blew it up.
What do you mean?
Idiots.
Yeah, it was Hay War Memorial High School.
I love it. I love going, yeah, make sure everyone knows. That's cool.
Sounds like they won the cross country, yep.
Yeah, hectic muck-up day, for sure. Shannon, why was your school in the news?
Hi. It wasn't actually my school. It was my mum's school back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to school in the Dandong area. And it was her grade and a few teachers that happened to see a UFO sighting right near the school. So it wasn't just one student. It was a whole class plus the teachers.
And was it simply an aeroplane?
No, it wasn't.
What was? You know what's funny about the term UFO? Anything can be UFO. If I threw a bit of a ball of newspaper, in the air, and you didn't know what it was, Joel, that would be an unidentified flying
object.
So what? So do we know what it was?
It's true.
It was actually in the news and in the papers, and it was actually a UFO sighting. So that's as far as I know.
But do we know what it was though?
It was a spaceship.
Okay.
Totally.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Alert, alert, alert. Guitar update, everyone.
Here we go.
Also, side note, I just want to thank Rode Microphones for giving me these headphones because now I can jam and hear myself crystal clear. I love them. Thank you so much. Sent them to me after I mentioned that I wanted some the other day.
If you did miss it, she got jealous that I also got sent some.
Yeah, and
she
got
jealous. Abby. Because we get sent everything. Got jealous that I had something that she didn't. But to be fair, they are like the Rolls Royce of headphones.
Oh my God, it's like a velvet and I can hear every bit of enunciation. I think better than all of you in your car radios. I think I can hear better than anyone in the world. Supersonic.
We're not just saying that because they sent them. If they sent them, we weren't good, we wouldn't be saying it.
Guys, I don't do ads for free unless it's actually good.
And it's really good. So.
All right. So love you, Rode. But also great microphones, just so you all know, for podcasting.
Great podcasting stuff.
Anyway, everyone asks me what to buy, get Rode. All right, so.
Go on your ROM. Love your ROM.
Okay. I've been jamming over survey break. Now, we were meant to have a lesson from some guy from Peking Duck. And
that'll do,
mate. No, no, my best friend. My best friends, Sando and Hydos.
Yep.
Adam and Ruben from Peking Duck, who I'm literally best friends. If you're jealous of that, get over it. So because of that,
yep.
We asked Adam, he was in Australia, if he could teach me guitar. He said yes. There was a few dramas with right. him because he gigs as well. So like I get it because he gigs and I gig and we all jam.
You're a gig gal.
That he had a few dramas the day before his gig when we were supposed to do that and also do some podcasting together because we gig and we also jam and we talk.
Okay.
So he couldn't do it. So we're going to wait until the end of the month to do that, I think.
Mm.
I've been why isn't that like it's not going to happen?
No, I'm just doing it in my head. No, it's just like
So we got like 4 weeks. But instead, what I did was I tried, because he was interested in chords or something. And I think he taught me, but I didn't listen. So he was going to teach me chords. We're going to have like a...
Too busy staring into his eyes probably.
No, don't really. No.
Looking at his gorgeous chest hair.
Meant to have a full like lesson where I actually listened. It didn't end up happening. So instead of learning chords myself, because when I tend to strum this thing, I think it sounds really out of tune. I try to tune it, but I don't think I'm doing it right.
Bring the tuner back in.
Slay. I've now tried to sing and play at the same time because that's what I thought... Wow, how does anyone do that ever?
It's hard, but it's just practice. Like I said,
I've been practicing.
Okay, do it now.
I didn't go out on Saturday or Sunday.
Let's do it now.
So that's the sound.
Is that the guitar? What's wrong with it?
All right, everyone. I'm just going to talk because I don't want to sing on radio.
Yep. Sing. You should sing. Sing. I'd sing.
Sorry, one second. Put my foot in the right spot.
No, it's hands. Use the hands for the guitar.
Oh, sorry. God, sorry.
I don't know why you're strumming with your toes.
Ready?
You have got a lot better, to be fair. You've got a lot better.
I'm gonna fight him off. A Seven Nation army couldn't hold me back. We're gonna rip it off.
Yeah. There you go.
Taking their time right behind my back.
I'm even looking at the tail, looking me
and
in the
I'm
eyes.
And I'm talking to myself at night because I can't forget.
Look at you. This is good, man.
Babe, back and forth through my mind behind a cigarette.
Oh, yes.
Slay.
I'm
going to Wichita.
Well done. You are to be commended because you've done really well.
That's actually like I've been playing it all day. Walter hates it, my dog.
Yep.
But I actually am jamming out. But now I've got to learn chords. But I do have a request.
What is it? I said I'll bring the tuner in. It's fine.
I think I need a better guitar. This is the cheapest guitar I'm actually find, and I appreciate it at the time. As someone with ADHD, you often pick up hobbies a lot and you just put them down. You forget about them.
We were concerned that maybe it wouldn't happen for longer than a week.
Yes, which makes sense, right? But it's been a while. I now can sing and play. I'm actually trying to learn to play real songs, but it just doesn't sound very good.
You can get really, so we're not doing the full size guitar. We're doing the three quarters. There are really good three quarter steel string guitars that are wicked.
I actually wanted to see if I could try a full size one.
Mine is big. My one is like a big.
We should go to the guitar shop.
Got Manny's.
And I can,
I love Manny's.
The guitar shop trademark. And I think that we should just jam there because the thing is like you hang out there, I hang out there.
Well, see, the thing is there's a place here in Sydney called Manny's because Manny's has all the cool guitar stuff and whatever you need. And upstairs is Store DJ. There's also a DJ center upstairs. So
that's
I go to both.
That's where I got my Rode microphones from when I started doing.
There you go.
Podcasting.
Well, maybe should we just go there then? We'll go there and we'll find it. Because you know you can get guitars that have tuners in them.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Right.
We'll sort it out. We'll figure it out.
Okay, but should I do a performance before or something?
Yeah. Yeah, you should. Actually, good point. I reckon you should do another live performance before you're allowed a new guitar.
Because I can play the whole song. Right. Genuinely, I can do the whole song like that. And I can kind of sing.
You want to say something, Max?
Look, what we'll do tomorrow is we will put you to the test with another live performance. And let everyone in Australia decide if you are good enough to graduate to a better guitar.
To a better guitar.
Bum, 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 bum. Rock on, guys. I might need some vocal lessons as well. Side note, I actually wouldn't mind that.
I actually know a really good Cher impersonator to come in and... We can get you to learn
James Blunt as well, I heard.
Oh, actually, I know a really good James Blunt impersonator that can come and do it.
My laugh is brilliant.
By the way, I heard that over Servo Break and I was in the car, not driving, crying laughing. Crying down South Dallas. Oh, sorry, it's Sydney, too local. But crying.
Max does an incredible impersonation of James Blunt. And
anyway, we will get into that. Go find the podcast.
Anyway, guys, so I think singing lessons are as well, if we can look into that as well. I'm just putting it out there.
Well, no, are you doing guitar or are you doing singing?
If we're blowing the budget already, we may as well get a singing lesson in here. You know who can teach me? Lem, my podcast producer. She came second on Arabs Got Talent.
That's so great.
And she's actually a vocal coach. Why? Wow. Why haven't I thought of this?
Okay, great.
Well, I'm going to text her right now and I'm going to say, Lem. She just texted me. Speak of the Lem Zachariah.
This break's turned to chaos. We'll sort it out. We're going to do a performance tomorrow. Then we're going to look at getting you a new guitar. Okay?
And then Lem will teach me how to sing. And then I actually might be supporting Post Malone and Red Hot Chili Peppers instead of...
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
So Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde, for some reason, we care about them. I
love Harry.
I love Harry Styles.
I love Harry Styles.
But I'm not going to lie, I don't really care who he's dating. I'm not like a Harry stan.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
That's nice. Fair. I'm glad he's happy. He seems like a nice boy.
Yep. Nice young
not
man.
Not saying I wouldn't give him a Keith, but like, you know.
You're more than a Keith.
Just a Keith.
After Keith?
Keith. He just seems like a nice guy. Anyway, he's dating Olivia Wilde, and we've all heard the Don't Worry, Darling, this new film that they're both in. She's directed it. The drama with Florence Pugh and Harry and Shia LaBeouf. And,
God, there's a lot happening.
It's just a lot going on. To be honest, I don't really care. I'm not going to watch the movie. But there was a rumour they were broken up, apparently, but now they're back together.
Right.
And honestly, been there. You just gotta make sure you've finished the relationship.
Yeah, you gotta get closure.
You gotta get closure, and also you gotta be sure that it's the right thing. I feel like everyone when they break up, I feel like you wouldn't know. I feel like you would tap person and be like, you know what? Like it'd be a one conversation thing, and you'd be like, I'm actually done. See ya. You are.
Yeah. Well, when I was younger in high school, I broke up with my ex-girlfriend, and then I went to Canada, and I was like, this is the dumbest decision I've ever done. Came back, tried to get back together. She was already with someone else. And then I was so heartbroken that I never did it again.
Oh, right, because you were like, I'm going to be sure I want to be done.
I've learned my lesson. Why did I go all the way back to Tasmania from Canada, living my life for something that wasn't going to happen anyway? So I learned.
But did you learn to not go back, or did you learn to make sure you were done before you did it?
Ah, maybe.
Because it's a lesson not that you should have known that you were fully done.
I think you're probably right there.
Bit of column A, bit of column B.
Bit of column A.
I'm a big goer backer.
Oh, are you a goer backer? Is that a snake?
My ex and I stopped counting at 17 times back together.
Jeez Louise.
But
that's a lot.
But let me explain.
Sometimes
it would be a baby, I can't do this. Right, and he was so hot. So I was like, okay, that's fine. Can we still sleep together? And he'd be like, yeah, baby.
Of course, yeah. Hot.
Get him.
Do that again.
I'm just imagining in my house at Auckland Flower in Brisbane. Get on the bed. Baby, I love you so much, but I just can't do it. So let's figure it out. I'll just stay here tonight. It's fine. Roots all night long. But then what would happen is the next day we'd be broken up and then he'd be like, oh, we're done. And then he'd jump my fence or something, or he would like, or we would like get back together. Yeah. Like one time he did, and then we had like the best sex of my life. But
why is this coming? Why are you just coming in the door?
Cause I had a balcony in my, I know, romantic king. And then he'd like call me and be like, oh, let's just have dinner. Like, let's try and be friends. I love you so much. Da, da, da. And then obviously back on again. So some of the breakups lasted like 12 hours.
Get on the bed.
Baby, you look so good. Yeah, you look so good, babe. Get on the bed. Get on the bed. Who says that? No one says that. He's never said that. No, why is that like healing? Look, you said it. I'm always on the bed. I was like,
I'm always on the bed. I'm always on the bed. That's what I wanted, baby.
There it is.
I never leave the bed. God, he was hot.
By the way, guys, he was hot. He was.
He was so hot. It's quite painful. Quite painful. So, yeah, slay. But yeah, so they're back together.
It has to be a few people. Like, you wouldn't be the only person with a lot of.
No, but like, I think, has it ever worked? Have you ever heard of someone breaking up with someone and then getting back together and going, you know what, actually, we're soulmates and I'm glad we had that. I'm glad we had that little tumble.
I don't think I have.
Neither have I.
I talked to a friend the other day and he was saying these guys, because they were going through a divorce, and he said they put the wedding off 3 times and then they were all at the wedding and they're all like, ha ha, I wonder how long this will last.
Uh-huh. How long did it last?
Like a year.
See,
like a year.
It's not good. Yeah, I think now that I'm healed, now that I've graduated therapy, everyone, by the way, I was told today,
don't
need any more therapy. I think now I'm like done. I'm like, I'm bored.
Yeah.
I'm bored. You're boring. This is not fun.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you like, kind of liked it for a bit like this. Oh.
Well, I liked. Dangerous. To be fair, this boyfriend I'm talking about, he was so hot that I couldn't look at him for the first week that we dated, and I thought he was dating me as a joke. I thought he thought it was funny because I was so disgusting compared to him that he was like, this is so funny. This girl thinks that I like her.
So if you couldn't look at him the first week you were dating, what about the week before that?
No. So because we were a bit unwell, we met. We slept together and then we spent every day together that week and then we're dating, right?
Oh, because you're like, this man is so hot and you think it's a bit of a joke.
Yeah, February 12th, 2017. Anyway, miss you. You know who you are. Call me.
13 10 60, we will ask you.
Should you get back with the next? Maybe you can convince me to get back with my ex.
Maybe I did, yeah. How many times did you get back with an ex? Have you got a tally going?
And did it work?
And actually, did it work? Did you get back together? Did it work? How many times?
Give us some stories, Dahl.
Go on, Dahl. We'll talk all about that next.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde apparently broke up. Now they're apparently back together. I don't even know if they broke up, really, but it got us thinking. Getting back with an ex. Thoughts, feelings, and emotions. I'm all for it.
Yep, you've done it a few times.
And I do it with almost every boyfriend that I have.
Okay.
I go, we're broken up, then I go, I can't forgive you. And then back together for like a week, then I go, I can't forgive you.
And then it's rinse, repeat.
And then rinse, repeat. It's a bit of a slay for me, to be honest, indecisive queen, but also now that I've graduated therapy, not do that anymore. So we asked you, have you gotten back with an ex? And just tell us a story, Lisa.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Dahl.
Hey.
Tell us all about it. You got back with an ex.
I did. It was back in early in the days when I was just starting as a nurse and I met a great guy and I just thought, is this really what I want? Like at the beginning of my career. And so we separated for about 6 months. Then we got back together after sort of catching up and having a chat. And now we've been married for 20 years.
Wow. That's nice, Lisa.
See, Lisa.
That's actually really. Also, that's lovely. I think the key is the big break.
Yeah, see, Lisa, you mate, but this is the thing. Lisa made a mature decision to go, hang on.
Mature Lisa, that's what they call her.
Some days.
Yeah, she did. She was like, I need a...
Yeah, Lisa made a mature decision and went, no, I know what I want. He went, oh, great. What's up? You're still here. They left their egos at the door. Now they're married.
And also it was like, we will end up together if we're meant to be together.
Yep.
Not this like, I'm on your balcony.
Yeah,
we broke up this afternoon.
Climbed the tree.
I think we broke up and got back together again 3 times in one night once.
How does that happen?
Like, he went to water polo and then he thought at water polo.
He looks like a water polo.
He's such a hot man.
Hello, Jess. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. Talk to us. What's your story?
So I met this boy, I should say, when he was 19 and I was 24. So I didn't know, obviously, cradle stretcher, didn't realise, but we got together, we were together for about 3 years, decided to call it quits, just wasn't working, got back together again, broke up again, got back together again, broke up again, for about 6 months, still kind of, I was seeing someone else, but then we were still kind of hooking up, and then decided to get back together again, waited a couple more years, got engaged. Now I've been married 5 years and have a little girl.
So, oh, my God.
I'm so happy for you guys.
Yes, worked out in the end a little back and forth, but...
Yeah, you just figured it out, Jess. Jess,
the lesson is here, getting back together always works out.
Well, that's what it sounds like, doesn't it?
It does, isn't it? Mel, give me a story.
Well, we got together when I was 17 and he was 24. He was a rebound for me. It was by distance, so it had all the red flags. Mm. We bounced back and forth over and over again. Mm. He would come up and visit. Our very first breakup was he made me eggs on muffins for breakfast 3 days in a row. And I happened to comment one morning that eggs are really bad for your cholesterol. You shouldn't have too many. And he said, if you don't like it, leave. So I did.
Mel, those are the boundaries that I'm wanting to have from you to go, all right, Will, see ya. I don't have this much cholesterol. I can't handle it.
And then we were back together again. And this happened repeatedly for about 6 years until our first child.
Eggs? Like the eggs or just the breaking up?
No, the back and forth. Egg on muffin every day.
I said you don't like it. Leave.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
It's time for... the movie game.
Yes. Movie health minister.
Movie minister of health. Hello, everyone.
Isn't that great?
I address the country like that.
If you missed it, guys, we've gotten a bit confused about how Rowan's progression is tracked. Mm. So we've just decided to choose random ministers because it felt a bit inappropriate after the Queen's tragic passing. So we thought we'll just say random ministers. We have a new... structure, we'll see how we go. But you're currently Minister of Health, right?
Yeah. And what happens if I lose this one? What do I go to if I lose?
Movie Man.
Back to Movie Man. And if I win?
You go to Movie Adam Bandt, the leader of the Greens.
Okay. All right. I like that.
Which actually I would say is the best one.
Yeah, I like...
Maybe. You know what, actually?
What is it?
Your movie Peter Dutton.
I don't want that. I don't want to be Peter Dutton.
Well, you better keep winning then. After you're Dutton. After you're Dutton. You're Dutton.
Righto, I can be Peter Dutton. All right, whatever.
I'd rather not, but it's all right. They're never going to win an election with him as a leader. Okay. All right, so anyway, off politics. I'd love to have a political rant right now.
No, but... that's a movie game. Hello, Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie. Hello. Would you like to be the movie Peter Dutton, Stephanie?
I would love to be Peter Dutton.
Why?
Because that means I beat your co-host.
Oh.
But great save. I was so worried just then. I was so worried.
Well done, Stephanie. Oh my God, that's very good for you.
It's all right, Stephanie. Oh my God, Stephanie, great save there. Great save. All right, so everyone, here's what happens. Because I know nothing of movies, and you know everything of movies, Rowan, apparently. Movie. And actually, you're getting quite good to the point where it isn't like a funny, like, he reckons he knows. You actually, like, tend to win.
I was a little bit worried for a while that I wasn't getting, I was... going to run out of movies and I had maybe was talking a big game, but I was winning quite well.
And you're still winning, hence Minister of Health. Yep. So, Stephanie,
yes.
Do you like movies?
I love movies.
All right, let's...
Favourite movie? What is it?
Superbad.
Mine too.
Oh, so same taste.
I remember watching Superbad with like one of my best mates like in grade 8 and we cried the whole way through the movie. Whole way through. Jonah Hill is the funniest man alive.
Oh, cried laughing, not from emotional.
Yeah, we're crying because it's such a well-written story.
Superbad is a great film. I've even seen that one. Mine's Rocky Horror, if anyone was wondering. Okay. When an outsider from humble beginnings marries into a famous family, her unbridled ambition begins to unravel the family legacy. The Italian family, best known for its fashion, begins a reckless spiral of betrayal, decadence, revenge, and ultimately, murder.
Murder?
Murder.
Stephanie,
go.
Is it House of Gucci?
It is, Stephanie.
Well, I'm Stephanie.
Stephanie, that's a slay. Oh, also, I would like to point out that this is a special edition of movies. And they're movies that producer Max watched on the plane back from London.
Great.
So he obviously was, again, working holiday.
Yeah, working holiday. Working holiday. Claim it on tax. I've actually never, to be honest, I'll say it, never seen House of Gucci.
You should watch it. I think it's good.
Okay, good.
Everyone else says it's bad, but I...
Oh, do they?
I think it's good. And I'm hard to please. All right. Next one. After more than 30 years of service as a military department top performer, the main character of this film is where he belongs, pushing it. Sorry.
What?
Sorry.
So what's going on?
Sorry. The main character of this film is where he belongs, pushing the envelope as a courageous test pilot and dodging the advancement in rank that would ground him. Training a detachment, what does this mean? A detachment of graduates for a special assignment, the main character must comfort the ghosts of his past and his deepest fears, culminating in a mission that demands the ultimate sacrifice from those who choose to fly it.
Movie Minister of Health. I don't know, it's not Top Gun, is it? Flying and...
I'm going to need specific.
Top Gun 1? I don't know,
Wrong. Now, Stephanie, there is more than one Top Gun movie. Just so you know that. Also,
are you kidding?
I don't know if you've heard, but Lady Gaga learned to play to do the music video.
Hang on. I'd heard that they said, we get you to do the song, Gaga. And she said, the only way I'm going to be able to channel the song properly is to learn how to fly jet fighter.
It's true. Well, Stephanie, there's a Top Gun movie that Lady Gaga may have been involved in. Do you know what it's called?
Is it Top Gun Maverick?
Yes, Stephanie.
Yay! Well done, Stephanie.
Oh, that was really... that made it really easy for you.
I wanted to say two, but I thought, I don't reckon it's on the plane yet.
Because right.
I thought, Max, are you illegally downloading movies, Max? What, are you there?
The best thing about taking a flight is that they have all the new movies.
Damn it.
They do.
Well done, Stephanie. Hey, I haven't lost it a while. Good for
Max
you.
Max took a flight just like Lady Gaga.
Well, no, she doesn't just take flights. She's flying. She sings and she flies. Actually, she flies and sings. When she's flying, she's singing.
It's like as hard as me playing guitar and singing.
That's
equal
true.
Level of talent.
Well, there you go. There's your tickets to Hoyt's Lux. Stephanie, enjoy that.
Well done, Stephanie.
Well done.
Amazing. Thank you.
Hell yeah.
Thank
back you. To Movie Man now.
Back to Movie Man. Your next trip to the movies is a whole lot comfier at Hoyt's. Book your recliner seats now at hoyts.com.au. We will play the movie game again very soon.
Hot Nights Podcast.
So long, farewell.
Avida and adieu. 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 To you and you and you.
Well, it's nice to be back. It's nice
it's
to see
nice
you.
It's nice to be back. We've had a lot of laughs, a lot of fun. Tomorrow, the party continues, baby.
What are you wearing tomorrow?
I'll keep jamming. I actually don't have a live performance tomorrow.
Oh, my God, you have a live performance tomorrow, so you need to wear rock clothes, comfortable gigging clothes. Well, you're a girl that gigs.
I'm a girl that gigs.
You need to wear clothes.
I actually have an outfit in mind.
Let me guess. White top, no bra, shoes, sneakers. Cool girl vibes.
Yes.
See you tomorrow.
Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the Hit Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Gotta have-